Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd are refusing to bring the leadership crisis to a head, but that hasn't stopped the speculation Bill Shorten is the latest minister to back the Prime Minister, and the leader of Labor's right faction, Senator David Feeney, says Kevin Rudd must declare his loyalty or challenge. In other news, Eurozone finance ministers are meeting in Brussels to decide whether to approve a second bailout package for Greece. They're hopeful they can reach agreement. Greece needs the $170 billion package to avoid a default next month. A charter boat with four Australians on board has been found safe. It went missing when its engine failed while on a diving trip off the coast of Bali. The boat's owner has contacted authorities to say the engine is working again and they're heading back to Bali. A Labor candidate in the Queensland election has resigned amid allegations he posted homophobic and neo-Nazi comments online. Peter Watson was standing in the safe Conservative seat of Southern Downs. The Courier-Mail newspaper is reporting offensive comments were posted online under the name Peter Watson. Mr. Watson denies he was responsible for the comments. There's been a mixed reaction to the government's review of school funding, but all sides of the debate agree on one thing. They want a quick response by the government to its key proposals. The report recommends an extra $5 billion in school funding targeting disadvantaged students.